Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dal and Beis. We're on the third line from the bottom where it says Itmar. Okay, now in order to understand this Gemara, we have to go back to the Mishnah for a minute. The last three lines of the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel and Beis said, Egla Rufa Eino Kane. Egla Rufa is different. Why? Ad Shelo Nerpa. If you didn't do the Egla Rufa yet, right? And then what happened? You found the murderer. So then, Tete Viterba Eder. The Egel could go back into the pen. It goes back into your flock. No harm, no not a carbon, really. Not a carbon Egla Rufa. It's not a carbon, right? Misha Nerpa, but once you already did the Egla Rufa, now what? Now you find the murderer. I did the Egla Rufa already. What do you want from me? So, Tikaver Bimkoma. So bury it right here. Shal Safik Ba Betchila. That's why you brought it, right? Kipra Sveka of Hochala. You got a Kapara? Good, good. Very good. Everyone understand that? Fine. Now the Gemara says like this. Itmar. Egla Rufa, Emosai Neseris. When is an Egla Rufa Usser already? Exactly. When is an Egla Rufa Usser? Egla Rufa is Usser Bahana. So when does that Isser start? Now, Rav Nuna Amar Mechayim. Rav Nuna says, even when it's alive, which doesn't really jive with our Mishnah, right? Doesn't really jive with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you have an Egla Rufa and then you find the murderer, the Egla Rufa goes back into your flock. Doesn't really jive with this. Rava Amar, La'achar Arifa, after you do it, after you already break its neck, then it's also Bana. Beishlomo L'Rava, Me'idna Dis Abir Ba'maisa. It's a do something. Well, from Nuna, Me'emesai. Well, from when? At what point does it become Asr? Alive. What point? Says Amar of Yanai, Gvul Shamati Bava Shechachti. He gave me a cutoff, but I forgot what he said. Vinaz bin Chavraya Lememar, and all the Chavarim said, Yiridasan Lanachal Esan Asarta, going down to the valley. So buying it in the store, buying the Egla Rufa in the store, it's not us yet. Not us yet. You find the murderer at this point? No issue. You're already on the way down to the valley. Now someone comes running, hey, we found the murderer. It's too late. Now it's us, sir. Why? That's the cutoff. Yiridasan Lanachal going down to the valley. Rava said it has to be dead.
Who says?
What? Why?
Because it's not a carbon.
Exactly. So we'll get to so Amr from Nuna, Mana Aminullah, how do I know that? So, Ditnan, like this. Hashochet paras chatos. If somebody shechted a paraduma, or v'shar haniskal, or v'egla arufa, or an egla arufa, Reb Shimon poter. Reb Shimon says, you're potter, what are you potter from? Oh, it's a question of Osova es Beno. You already shechted the mother of these animals that day. Okay, you're not allowed to shecht the mother and the son the same day. So I already shechted the mother of the paraduma. That shecht the paraduma. I already shechted earlier in the day, I shechted the Shahar Niskel's mother. Now I shecht this one. And thank you. And same thing with Egla Rufa. I shechted Egla Rufa's mother earlier in the day. Now I shecht Egla Rufa. Reb Shimon says I'm putter. Putter for Osova es Beno. Why am I putter? We'll see why. V'chachavim v'chayavim. And the chachavim say, you're chayav. Okay? Bishlam alididi, according to me, damina mechayim, that I say that a paradu, that a egla rufa is also when it's alive, b'ha pligi, Reb Shimon v'rabbanon. This is what they're arguing about. Reb Shimon savar, shchita she'ena ruya, lo shmei shchita. It's shchita she'ena ruya. What does it mean, shchita she'ena ruya? Says Rashi, shchita she'ena ruya ba'achila. You're not going to eat it anyway. Kigon ha, the ikka, the isur b'achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Tamechayim nesu kulo. It's already usher from because the egla rufa. So the fact that I shechted it, I can't eat it. So therefore, there's no osov es beno. That makes perfect sense. V'rabbanan amri shechita she'ena ruya shmei shechita. No, it's still a valid shechita. Ela i'amret lacharifa. But if you're telling me that the animal's mutter b'hana until you do the arufa, then why would Reb Shimon say you're pater for osov es beno? Why on earth should he be putter? Right? Am I putter of Shimon Shechita Ruihi? Why would Reb Shimon say you're putter? It's a valid Shechita.
What Shechita?
It's not supposed to be Shechita.
Right.
But you Shechita it. And earlier in the day, you Shechita its mother. So you Shechita the mother and the son the same day. Are you Chaya for that? Says Reb Shimon, no. You're not chayiv. Why not? Why not? Because, oh, must be, I'll tell you why not. Because he holds that it's already asr b'hana, the egla rufa, it's designated, it's already asr b'hana. That's what he said, even when it's alive. So now you shechted it, you shechted something that you can't eat anyway. So why should it be chayiv asr b'hana? It's not edible. You hear? If you hold it's only asr after the arufa, so then why is it chayiv asr b'hana? Why not? Everyone got that question? Make sense? You want to tell me that maybe Reb Shimon has a funny, unique shita, and maybe he holds that egla rufa, you're supposed to break its neck. What if he shecht it instead? So Reb Shimon says it's also good. It counts. You did your mitzvah of egla rufa. You did your mitzvah. Rashi says, the first wide line, the last wide line, you got a kapara for that. Whatever egla rufa is supposed to accomplish, you accomplished. Therefore, you can't eat it. Umashva shechitas makam arufa kaima. The shechitas instead of the arufa. Listen, you hold that. He doesn't even hold that. But now, we're going to the Mishnah. Kasher bapara. Whatever you do for a paraduma, possible by egla rufa. You can't do for an egla rufa. What do you do to a paraduma? You shecht it. You can't do that to an egla rufa. It doesn't work. Possible bapara. Whatever you can't do for a para, kasher be'egla rufa. That would be good for egla rufa. Like what? Like breaking its neck, doing some other, killing it in some other way. So para b'shchita k'sheira, b'arufa p'sula. Para b'shchita k'sheira, para duma, shchita k'sheira, arufa p'sula. Egla, the opposite. B'arufa k'sheira, doing arufa is good, and shchita p'sula. And shchita is no good. So don't tell me that Reb Shimon's going to hold. That Reb Shimon's going to hold. That egla rufa, you could, shechit is good. No one holds that. So back to square one. If you hold that the egla rufa is mutter when it's alive, if you hold that, mutter when it's alive, only becomes asr after you do the arufa, then why are you putter from osr osr esbeno? Why? Ishtik, he didn't have an answer. He was quiet. Didn't have an answer to that question. Labasa denafik, after they left, Amar, my time, lo amin le Reb Shimon, Savar, egla b'shechita k'sheira. Why didn't you give the following answer? What do you mean no one holds that egla rufa is kasher b'shechita? What do you mean nobody holds that? Reb Shimon holds that. He's a Tana, Reb Shimon b'yichai, he's a very holy man. Right? He holds that. He's allowed to hold whatever he wants. He's a Tana. He can hold that. So, oh, you brought me a brisa or a mishnah, that says no. Reb Shimon could argue on that. He's allowed to. And therefore, that's why Reb Shimon would hold that Osu Ve'espino doesn't apply. Because it's still Mutter B'hana. That's why he would hold that there's no Osu Ve'espino, because Shechit is valid to Egla Rufa. So even though it might be Mutter now, but the minute you shecht it, you've now made it Osu B'hana, and therefore you can't eat it, and therefore you putter in Osu Ve'espino. Make sense? It does make sense. Now, that answer is so good that why does Rav Muna say now? Rav Muna said the reason why you potter is because it's mutter b'hana. Right? I'm sorry. The reason why you potter is because it's asr b'hana. Now it's saying it's only asr b'hana after you shecht it. So when it's alive, it's mutter b'hana. So Rav Muna amalach, lo nishtame tana de nashmi'inan egla b'shchita k'shera tem Rav Shimoni. Don't tell me that there's a brisa that no one argues on, and Rav Shimon comes along and argues on it. Don't tell me that. I don't buy that. And therefore, I stick to my opinion that it's Osu Ve'espino, Reb Shimon would hold, is mutter. Why? Because it's Shechita She'ena Yiru'uya. And it's Shechita She'ena Yiru'uya. And therefore, what? Shechita She'ena Yiru'uya, lo shma Shechita. It's not Shechita. I want to tell me it is. It's not. Okay. Now, Omar Rafa, Mena Amin Allah, how do I know my halacha that I hold that egla rufa is only usr when it's dead? How do we know that? Ditnan. We learned. Egla rufa in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, egla rufa ain't okay. Ad shelo narpa. Until you actually do anything, teitziv etir be'eder. It goes back into the flock. Bring it back home. And then what can you do with it? Whatever you want. If you tell me that it's also when it's alive, I might say it's if it's your beder. They're not going to go back into the flock. It's also when it's alive. How could that be? Therefore, I must be right. Tani, the answer is, we could change the Mishnah. Let's change the Mishnah to say, Ad shelo nirith la'arifa. Right? No. You know when you found out that this animal is, that you know when you found out that there's no la'arifa necessary? Before you went down to the valley. And everyone agrees it's mutter. That's the case. Right? As the Rashi says, Ad the lo yarda l'nachal eitzim. You didn't go down to the valley yet. Then everyone holds it's mutter. Once you start going down to the valley, and now you found the murderer, maybe the Mishnah would tell you Asr. Maybe the Mishnah would say it's Asr, now it's too late. Now one second, Eima Seifa. The Seifa said, Mishin Nerba, and once you already did Egla Rufa, Tikavre Bimkoma. You bury it right here in the spot. Right? Which means, that only after you did the Egla Rufa, not before. So Tani changed the Mishnah to say, Mishin Neris La Rifa. No, again on the way down. So, Im Kain, Eima Seifa. It says, what they had the Mishnah end off, Shal Safet Ba Mitchila Kipra, because we brought this for a Kapara. Kipra, you got the Kapara. Sveik, it's a Safek, right? It's always a Safek, right? V'holchala, and then go back to your life. V'i Mechayim, right? V'i Mechayim, if we're talking about that, what happened was, you didn't do Egla Rufa yet. You're on your way down. You found the murderer. So now the Egla Rufa is Asr Bahana, because you're on the way down. So bury it right here. If that's true, Ime Chayim, Adayim Lakipa Sfeg Asa. You didn't get a Kapara. How could the Mishnah say that? If we're talking about you didn't do the Egla Rufa yet, how could the Mishnah say you get a Kapara? You didn't get a Kapara. So the answer is, Tanoihi. It's a whole thing, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya. Nemar machshir umakaper bifnim. There are certain things that are done inside the Beis HaMikdash, and they're machshir. They allow you to eat kudshim, and they allow you to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. And all, one of those, Rashi says, for example, asham mitzora, a carbon asham mitzora. Why do you bring an asham mitzora? Just because you should have a kapara. Right? Not a kapara. No, that's not the reason. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Just because it enables you to eat the carbon again. It enables you to eat karbanos. He was Tani, he was a mitzora. He was Michutz al-Machana. He's re-entering society. Bring an asham. And then also, what's mechaper? Chatas v'ashamos. Regular chatas is regular ashams. That's done bifnim. And what does it do? It gives you a kapara. V'nemar machshir mechaper b'chutz. There are certain things that give you a kapara, and they're done outside the Beis HaMikdash. And there are certain things that are done outside the Beis HaMikdash that enable you to eat karbanos. What are those? Says Rashi, Tzipori Mitzora. Those birds of Mitzora are done outside the Beis HaMikdash. And what else is done outside the Beis HaMikdash? Seir Mishtaleach, the seer that we throw in Yom Kippur off the cliff, and Egla Rufa. It's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's done in some valley somewhere. Yet, you get kapara for that. Right? Ma machshir mechaper, omer b'fnim, osibo machshir kim mechaper.
Same.
What? Okay, fair enough. That's not everything. It's not an exhaustive list. Af machshir mechaper, omer b'chutz, osa machshir mechaper. So too, they're the same. What does it mean they're the same? We have to read this Rashi. Tzipori mitzora, it's the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Tzipori mitzora, the birds of a mitzora, the asurin bahana, that are asr bahana mechayim, when they're alive, mechaper, it's mechaper you. Ser mishtaleach, egla rufa, alma, sirle de egla rufa mechayim asira. You see from here that egla rufa is also even when it's alive. Right? Because it's compared to the other animals. It's compared to other kabanos. Tichihechi, de gara, machshir, mechaper, yalef, mechaper, mi mechaper, egla basir. You learn it all out from each other, and therefore, just like Karbanos are asr, these are also asr. So it's a machlokas tanayim, whether or not Egla Rufa is asr even before you do anything. If there's a machlokas tanayim about that, there could be a machlokas amarayim about that also. Okay. Next. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Misnadev adam asham tali b'chol yom u'b'chol yishirta." You can donate an asham tali every day of the year, whenever you want. He calls it an adava. So it's like a carbon oil and adava, also an adava. Whenever, every day. Hu haya nikra asham chasidim. That was called the asham of the chasidim. Someone very pious would do that, bring an asham tali. He thought, maybe I did something wrong today, maybe I did something wrong today. I'm going to bring an asham tali.
It's not a chiyuv.
What?
The asham tali is not a
chiyuv. No, it's an adava. It's also an adava. If for sure it's a chiyuv. It's for sure a chiyuv. It's also an adava. Even without knowing anything, you can bring an asham tali. For what? I don't know, maybe.
See, I never understood what you said, talking about yesterday. You need to be designated for something. What was the asham tali for?
That's what he's saying, for nothing.
That's not, no. When you just bring an asham onto.
Yes, you can just bring
it. It's possible, who knows?
Exactly.
How's he giving you a kapara?
What?
How's he giving you a kapara? The transient kapara.
If I did something wrong, anything wrong, this will protect me. Who said? Right, so there's another Asham Tali called an Asham Tali Nadava.
Doesn't he have to
go to Svatav?
Doesn't he get
Nadav? Yeah, he's only Nadav. Yeah, 100%.
Like what you're saying, he didn't do anything.
He doesn't know what he did. He doesn't know.
But how does he know he did anything?
He doesn't. So he's bringing it as a Safek, as a Nadava. It's a Nadava.
So you're allowed to do that.
Right.
So you're waking up in the morning and say, you know what? I'm going to bring in a Nadava.
Exactly. You could do that with an Ola.
Like Mati's thing yesterday. If I didn't do this, I did something else.
it's what do you call it? It's an Ola. It's just like an Ola. You wake up in the morning, I'm bringing an Ola today. Why? I feel like it. That's okay.
There's a difference what you're getting. The checks are different.
I understand. So that's exactly it's Chiddush. It's Chiddush. You could do this on Asham Tali too. Amar Lav al Baba Ben Buta. They said about Baba Ben Buta, Shei Misnadev Asham Tali B'chal Yom. He brought an Asham Tali every day of his life, Chutz Mi'achir Yom HaKippurim, except for the day Yom Echad, except one day after Yom Kippur, he waited. Amar, and he said, I swear, I would bring one even after Yom Kippur. Ella, Omer, they told me, listen what they told him. They told me, I would bring it after Yom Kippur, says Baba Ben Buta. But the Kahanim told me, Hamtin, wait, at Jikonis Lebet HaSafek. Until you have some Safek of something you did wrong. Something. It's not an Ola. An Ola you can bring for no reason. A Shlomo you can bring for no reason. Right? Wait till you have some Safek, something. So it's some chet somewhere, but you don't have to specify it. You don't have to know what chet it is even. And that's called Asham Chasidim. He was a chassid. He was, every day I would do it. The day after Yom Kippur, they told me, don't wait till you have something. Epic something you did wrong. Right? Even though you didn't daven as much kavan as you wanted to, that's fine. Doesn't have to be for a chattas, for a car race, all that. None of that. Something you did. V'chacham amomrim, Ein mevi asham tali ela al shesedono kareis v'shigagazu chattas. Tichom said, never heard of this. Yeah. I never heard of such a thing. It's only for when you did navera,
right.
That maybe you did navera, it's a suffix, and if you did it, it would cause you to get kareis if you did it b'mezid, or a chattas if you did it b'shogeg.
We obviously don't.
We don't like Rabbi Ben Buta. We hold like the Chachamim.
So how'd they let him do it?
I don't know. Back then, he held. There was a shita like that, so they let him.
Or Rabbi Yehuda said it.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda said it also. These are not slouches. So they had their shita. I don't know. Chai v'chatos v'ashamos. Listen to this. Chai v'chatos v'ashamos. You have to be in chatos. Vadoyin.
What?
Vadoyin means a vadai. A mistake. I turned on the light on Shabbos. I have to bring a carbon chatos. I know it's Shabbos. I know you're not allowed to turn lights on. I know that. I forgot. That's a chatos. So now what? I have to bring a carbon chatos. Shogig, right? Well, what happens when Yom Kippur comes? Did my need for a chatos go away? Says the mission, no. She'avra alein Yom Kippur. Chiyavon lahavi achi Yom HaKippurim. You have to bring it after Yom Kippur. Why? What does Yom Kippur have to do with Shogeg? Now, Yom Kippur is mechaper me for mezes. So it's not mechaper me for Shogeg. Doesn't help? Does that make any sense?
No.
What's Yom Kippur for? Right?
The things you weren't aware of that helps you out.
That's what Yom Kippur is about? The whole Yom Kippur is the things you didn't even know you did wrong?
Yeah.
That's what Yom Kippur is about? That can't be.
It's about that also.
What?
It's about that also.
It's about everything, though.
Right.
So
aware of you should do tshuva.
What?
Things you're aware of you should do tshuva. Things you weren't aware of, I don't know.
So I know it. I'm aware of this. I'm aware I did this. I'm aware of it. I have to bring a chatos. Right? I'm aware of it. I didn't get around to bringing it yet. So now, if Chibur doesn't wipe that clean, does that make sense? Chayave Ashamos Tuluyin Peturin. But an Asham Tolui, that Yom Kippur wipes away. So if you have to bring an Asham Tolui, maybe I ate that piece, maybe I didn't. Yom Kippur comes, you don't have to bring an Asham Tolui anymore. Okay. So if you want to be cheapo, you wait till Yom Kippur, and then you're off the hook.
Because Yom Kippur is Machaper.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for
Asham Tolui, right. Asham Tolui is Machaper, and what about the Mazes? You do tshuva.
What's the question here by Achatos? You,
is Mechaper, Mechaper wipes away your need to bring a chatos. And the Mishnah says it does not. But Ashen Tolui, it does wipe away. Chatos is something you did by mistake. Mistake, you did a shogig. By mistake, I forgot it was Shabbos. I started writing a letter to my buddy. I forgot. I totally forgot. I forgot. So, that's a shogig. So he's bringing a chatos for that. So Yom Kippur does not wipe that clean. He still owes the chatos the day after Yom Kippur. Ashen Tolui, that wipes it clean.
It's possible. Can you still bring it?
Ashen Tolui? I don't know. Now, Mishabel be the Suffolk Avera be Yom Kippur. If you have a Suffolk Avera on Yom Kippur itself, I don't know how that could happen. You wrote a letter and you forgot you wrote a letter. I don't know, whatever. Afil im chashecha pater, then even if it's 5 minutes before Yom Kippur's over, you're still pater. Shekol Yom Kippur, Shekol Yom Machaper. The whole day is Machaper. Okay? Now, Isha, Sheesh Alea Chata Sa'ov, Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if she has to be in the Chata Sa'ov. It's a suffix if she miscarried or not. Va'avar aleha Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur passed. Chayavis lavi l'acha Yom HaKippurim. She still has to bring it. Yom Kippur doesn't wipe that clean. Why? Mibnei shehi machsharet lechol zvachim. Because what it does is, it permits her not to eat kachim. So Yom Kippur can't affect that. She's not bringing, she didn't do a chet, she had a baby. She didn't do a chet. Right? But maybe she had a baby, maybe she had a miscarriage. Even if she had a baby. What chet did she do? As the Gemara that says she swore never to have any more children. That's not a chet. What kind of chet is that? She's not saying it b'mezid. She's saying it because she's in pain. What kind of chet is that? So Yom Kippur doesn't like that claim. Chatas ha'ov habal safek. Im mishenimlika noda. If after you do malika you realize I didn't have to bring this, tikaver you bury it. Fine. Now we're going to spend most of the day on the first issue, Yom Kippur. My time at Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason, before we get to that, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? He can bring a chatas, Ashram Tali, every day. What's his reason? If you hold it, it's a chov, misyadalei, and you know about it, am I maithi chatas? Right? Why are you bringing a chatas? Right?
What should you bring?
What?
What should you bring?
What should you bring? You already brought an asham. You already brought an asham. El shma mina nedavahi. It's just a nedava. V'rabbanan olu shlamim hu da'asa b'nedah b'nedava. The Rabbanan saying, olu an shlam you can bring b'nedava. Chatas v'asham chovaninu. Chatas asham achov. Asham tolu yihayinu time ad-demaisi. Mekame dimis yadalei. Before you find out about it, lahagin alav, to protect you. It's just to protect you till you find out if you did it or not. Da Torah chas al gufan shal Yisrael, because Hashem has pity on you, doesn't want you to get punished. Do me a favor. Hashem says, you bring an Hashem Tali, I won't punish you. Okay? So that's easy. Amal Ravacha Bered de Ravel Ravashi, Fidilma Hashem Tali ka Ola Unadava. Maybe it's just like an Ola Unadava. Ma Ola Unashlamim, Ola Unashlamim, Ma Ola Unashlamim, the Asa Bechov of Asa Benadava. It could be by a chov, it could be for a nedava. You could have an asham, an ola for a chov also, and a shalom too. Asham tolinami. This bechova, it's an ayib nedava. You can bring it for a chov, you can bring it for a nedava. Why not? Why not? Rashi says, the second Rashi in the Gemara here. Midikil kulehai. It's so makel in the asham toli. The asi ala suffik, it comes for a suffik already. Ikul neymar, nami, the dino ka ola ushlamim. The asu, Bechova, it can bring for a chov, kigon, olas re'iya, for example, the ola of a yontif, ushalme chagiga, and the shlamim of a yontif, for also b'nedava, it can also be brought for a nedava, for no reason. Ashim toli nami, ashim bechova, b'nedava, ashim toli, same story. Amalei, Sigmar says, no, no, no. Olu shlamim ikur benadava tzivei. 90% of olos and shlamim are brought by nadava. Yeah. When's an olos brought in a chov? 3 times a year in yantif. When's a shlamim in a chov? 3 times a year in yantif. 99% of the time it's brought for nadava.
Well, daily times olos.
What?
Twice a day.
No, we're talking about a tiv, a yachid. A yachid. When's he bringing in olah? 99% of the time it's for nadava. Because I feel good, I'm in a good mood, I'm happy, I want to give Hashem a present. Okay, 3 times a year you got to bring a chov. Okay. And the Ashram Tal is the opposite. Ikr b'chovas k'siv. The ikr is when you have to. You want to make a nadava? Okay, you can do it. You hold your tana, you can hold what you want. But don't tell me it's like an ola and a shlama. Tanei Rukhiyah k'meid rava. Ashram Tali ba'al hanavela. Even though eating a nevela is only a lav, there's no karis for that. There's no karis for that. It's not chalev. It's a nevela. It's not kosher. There's no karis for that. Even that, you can bring an Ashram Tali. If I'm not sure if I ate that, I can bring an Ashram Tali. Amalei v'anan t'nayim chachamim omrim eno mevi Ashram Tali el adavar shes dono karis v'shikagas v'chatas. You know, not true. You can only bring it for a real mistake, a chatas. V'Rabbi Eliezer bin Adav Nami Asi, and if this Bryce is Rabbi Eliezer, you're giving it for no reason. This Bryce holds like nobody. So Amalei, my time alo masnis, zinin sagin and isuva kamei mar umani rab raba. That Rabba's going to explain it. V'Amalei hamani Rabbi Eliezer he. The Amrulo, they told him back. Wait till you have a little bit of a chet, a smack of a chet. Just bring it stam the day after Yom Kippur when you're clean. Yes, there's something wrong with you. Wait till you a little bit have a suffix. So that's what this price is saying. You could bring it if even it holds a Rabbi Eliezer. You want to bring it because you ate not kosher? And you know, that's not a chatas. You could bring it. Rabbi Eliezer says you can bring it all the time. So why do you have to have a chet? You have to have some chet. Okay. Amar Rava, my time at the Amrulo. Why'd they tell him anything? Amar Kra, in other words, according to Rava, you can only bring it for a real chet. So why are they telling Baba Buddha to wait? Amar Kra, Ashalos Asena of Ashem. Okay? Amar Rava, my time under Rabbanan, Dami Envian Ashnali LLP, Aldeva Shinon Zakar Shachatas, Yalfi Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Mechatas Chelev. It's a Xerishava. Ma Chelev, Malahal and Dono Kares, Ushigachatas. Just like by a Chatas. When do you bring a Chatas? If you made a mistake on something that if you did a Peshogig, you would Chayev Kares. You did it by mistake, you bring a chatas. Afkan, so too by Ashram Tali. Davrish is a dono kares, v'shikagas a chatas. So too here, it's something that if you did it on purpose, you get kares, and if you did it by mistake, we'd have to bring a chatas. Tana Rabbanan, chamisha ashamos mechaperin. There are 5 ashams that give you kapara. Ashram Tali, ein mechaper kapara gemura. But at Ashram Tali, you don't get a complete kapara. Maika Amar, what do you mean by that? What did he mean by that? So Amar of Yosef, Hachik Amar. Chamisha Hashamos Mechaper Kapara Gemura. 5 chatases, you get a full kapara. Asham Taloi, Ein Mechaper Kapara Gemura. You don't get a full kapara. Udalok Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Asham Taloi Ba, Al Anavela, against Rabbi Eliezer, who said you could bring it for any reason. Ravina Amar, Hachik Kazani. Here's what it meant. Chamisha Chato Hashamos Ein Achar Mechaper Kaparasan. Techi Misyadale Maisi. No other thing. Ein acher mischaper kaparasan, techi misyadale maisi. What does that mean? Ein acher kaparasan, misyadale maisi. Oh! Once you bring a carbon, you got your kapara, that's it. Let's say you turn the light on Shabbos Peshogi. So what do? You bring a carbon. That's it. Nothing more to do. Ashram Talui, Achar Mechaper Kaparaso. After Yom Kippur passes, Dichi Misyada Lo Maisi. And then you found out you did something wrong. I wasn't sure. Did I do something wrong or not? So I didn't bring a carbon Ashram Talui. Yom Kippur came. Now I found out I did something wrong. Do I have to bring a carbon now? Carbon Chatas? The answer is yes. Kedidnan. Chai V'chatas V'Hashamos V'Doyin Sh'ar V'Lein Yom Kippur Chayav and Lahavi Achiyam Kippur. Chayav Yashamos Tuluyin Peturin. Okay? Now. Fine. Good? That makes sense? Yeah. Next. Chai v'chatos v'ashamos v'adoyin. A chai v'chatos, or an asham v'adai, right? So, katani, we learned in the Mishnah, chai v'chatos v'ashamos v'adoyin, a chai, you have to bring a chatos or an asham v'adai. She'avar alei in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur passed. Do you still owe that carbon? Yes. Chayavin lahavi la'acha Yom Kippur. You have to bring it after Yom Kippur.
Chai v'asham... What do you think that you could, you get away with it?
What's Yom Kippur for? Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you think? This is a big chiddush.
You owe the carbon.
So what? I owe the carbon because I did a mistake with Shogeg. It happened the day before Yom Kippur. I didn't have a chance to bring a chatas yet. And Yom Kippur comes along. I still have to bring a chatas? What's Yom Kippur doing?
Okay.
Is it a mechaper?
I think the difference is that by a chet, where you have a chatas, the chatas is inherently part of the kapara. Now, Yom Kippur, yes, you have an obligation for the chatos. By Hashem, totally according to the way you explained it a week ago, is that that's really just pushing you off till it's resolved.
Correct.
That's not a part of the kapara, so to speak.
Correct.
So that's the difference. So here, Yom Kippur wouldn't help because you have a chiyuv of the chatos. Even if you were.
I understand. That's the pshat. But it's a funny thing because what do you think you're doing when you wake up in the morning, Erev Yom Kippur? What are you going to shul Yom Kippur for?
We do.
What about then?
One second. No. Your question is, you want to know, the question is, was your sin mechaper or you still chai mechapas? Why can it be two separate things?
It could. We're going to get to that. Exactly. That's what Gemara is going to end up saying. Because there's such a thing as a Seir Mishtaleach, which is mechaper of all chai, so for everything. No? Do we learn that with little children?
Yeah, didn't. But what about, you still have to give a chatas.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to say. But it'll take from now to the end of the page to go through this. So, Chayav Yasham was Tuluyin, Peturin. They're Pater. Menahani Mili. How do you know all that? So it's all going to be loaded out of Psukim. Kiyasar of Dibi, Amr of Ami, Amr of Chanina, Amr Kra. It says, V'chiper ala Kodesh, Mitumos b'nei Yisrael, Umipishehem, L'chol Chatosam. Right? Okay? That's a Pasuk that we lay on Yom Kippur. Right? And it says, again, V'chiper ala Kodesh, Mitumos b'nei Yisrael, from all tumah, umipish ehem, and from all sins, l'chol chatosam, from all their sins. There's three times sins over here, right? Now, what does it mean when it says in the word in the pasuk mitumos b'nei Yisrael? That's tumah. What does it mean pish ehem? That's mazids. Somebody's saying b'mazid yom kippur b'chaper, and what does it mean chatosam? Show gigs. Everything's on the list. There's nothing that Yom Kippur's not machaper for. Right? Chatoyim dumya dipishayim. Since they're in the same pasuk, we make a comparison. Chatoses are just like mazids. Ma pishayim. Delav b'nei carbon. Just like a mazid. There's no carbon for a mazid. Af chatoyim delav b'nei carbon. So too chatoyim. Right? That only chatas is that you don't have to bring a carbon for. I made shogig. I did something for shogig, but I'm not bringing a carbon for it. Why not? Because it's not chayiv kares. For example, eating not kosher. Wearing shot. I wore shotness for shogig. You don't have to bring a carbon for that. You don't get kares if you wear shotness. It's not kares. It's an aveira. It's not so severe. So for that Yom Kippur's mechaper. That Yom Kippur's mechaper. Right? Rashi says, you go nevela, mechaper, nevela works, eat not kosher, right? Okay. Avol chatoyim b'nei carbon, lo mechaper. But chatoyim b'nei carbon, it's not mechaper. It's not mechaper turning on a light on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is not mechaper for that. Okay? Yeah. And, what about a Seir Mishtaleach? The Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for only things that you don't have to bring carbonos for. Like wearing shatnas. You don't bring a carbon for that. If you did b'shogeg. I wore shatnas b'shogeg. I didn't know it was shatnas. I wore it. So what do? You do tshuva. It was a shogeg anyway. Yom Kippur is mechaper for that. What about a carbon, what about a veira b'shogeg that you have to bring a chatas for? Yom Kippur has nothing to do with that. Amalei Abaya, that pasuk is said about the seer that's done in Nasa Bifnim. The lo mechaper al averos, the lo mechaper al averos, the mitzvah yidua. That's not mechaper for mitzvahs you know about. Aval sher mishlech the mechaper al averos, the mitzvah yidua. Emelach afilu achatar de meikarbonenu mechaper. But one second. But that's not, that pasuk was not said about the Seir Mishleach. So the Seir Mishleach, maybe it's mechaper even for things he has to be in the chatos for. Elamar bayayach, a different pasuk that we laid on Yom Kippur. It says in the pasuk, v'hizvada olav es kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. Aaron will do a kapara mizvada for all. This is talking about the Seir Mishleach. Get thrown off the cliff. What does that help you? All averos, avonos b'nei Yisrael, Kol pishayhem, l'kol chatosam, everything. Now we say, chatoim dumi de pishayim. Ma pishayim de labanei carbon. For amazing, you don't bring a carbon. Af chatoim de labanei carbon. So to chatoim, that you don't bring a carbon for. Avo chatoim de make carbon inu, but if you have to bring a carbon, lo mechaper. It's not, it doesn't work. Okay? Umiate kra b'ser mishtaleach. And we excluded these carbonos from the Seir Mishtaleach. Lememra, dal chatoyim, dibnei karboninu, lo mechaper. It doesn't work. Okay? It doesn't work. So if you have to bring a chatos, you turn the light on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is not mechaper that at all. You still have to bring your chatos. Why not? It's sort of out of a pasuk. So what are you going to shul Yom Kippur for? For other things.
Shatnez,
exactly. It's a funny thing. It's a funny Yom Kippur.
No, nowadays we have no...
Not in the nowadays.
Back then.
Back, what are you going to Yom Kippur for? Only for Averos that you're not going to bring the Chatos.
Why would nowadays be different?
There's no... What do you mean nowadays?
The carbon you want, the carbon doesn't...
There's no carbon.
Okay.
So why would Yom Kippur work, though? If it didn't work, why would it work? It changed the rules.
You have tefillah instead of carbon. For that, you're saying for those people, for what sense?
So then why don't you just do tefillah on Tuesday?
So Amalei Rav Dimi, one second. B'mai dahani pishayim d'lav b'nei karboninu. You said that there are pishayim, and for mazid you never bring a carbon. So too for chatos, that's not true. There are four mazids you do bring a carbon for. There are four mazids you bring a carbon for. Dilma hani b'nei karboninu. Kiditan arbab mivein al azadon pishkaga. There are four mazids you bring a carbon for. What are the four mazids you bring a carbon for? If somebody is with a shivcha charufa, a nazir that got tameh, even if you did it bebeitid, and then two kinds of shavuos that you make, you violate your shavuos. So there are some, right? So the Gemara says, Itmar nami kiyasa ravin amar Rabbi Yosi amar Rish Lakish v'esvadal v'esklal avonos bnei Yisrael v'esklal b'shem v'chol chatosam chatam tumid de pishan ma pishan v'lav bnei carbon mechaper av chatam v'lav bnei carbon mechaper av chatam de bnei carbon lo mechaper. It doesn't work. So he rejected that. So he would tell me rare, four rare, come on. 99% of mazids, they don't bring a carbon for. Amar Abaya, anon nami mahadein ka amri. V'akshili, Rav Dimi. One second, Rav Dimi asked me that question. Mimai, dahai, pishayim, da b'nei karboninu. Dilma, hanach b'nei karboninu. Kiditnan, arbo, mevin, alzodon, bishgaga. Right? Amalei ravin, pishayim, lav b'nei karbon. Rov, pishayim, lav b'nei karbon. Well, rov or not. Amalei, midi rov ksiv. Does it say rov? Doesn't say that. Doesn't say rov, right? Elam Rabaya, Meresha Dikra. It's in the beginning of the pasuk. It says Vezvada Olav es kol avonos bnei Yisrael. All sins. Vitanya avonos. What are sins? Elu zedonos. Those means mazes. Vchenu Omer, and it says avona ba. It says somewhere in avona ba, right? Ves kol pishayim l'kol chatosam lamali. And if it says all sins, why does it have to say kol chatosam lamali, right? Lakshuye lepishayim, to compare them to mazids. Ma pishayim delav b'nei carbon, af chatoyim delav b'nei carbon. Aval but chatoyim d'bnei carbon inu lo mechaper. If it's a chatos if it's a sin that you have to be in a chatos for, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. And that's why, if Yom Kippur passes, you still owe the kapara. So we all said over here, you have to split up the kapara and bring me the carbon. The Gemara says, not true at all. There's no split in that. There's no kapara until you bring the carbon. Yom Kippur came, good, you get a kapara for other things. things you don't bring a carbon for. So you get a kapara for mazids. It's a very funny Yom Kippur. You get a kapara for something you did. You get a kapara for something you did b'mazid. You get a kapara for something you did b'shogeg that you're not going to bring a carbon for. But if b'shogeg you need to bring a carbon for, you don't get kapara for that.
But you can't bring a carbon.
That's a very funny Yom Kippur.
The other two you can't bring. You can't bring.
I can take a kal v'chomer. Huh? If it's mechaper for mazids, it's not mechaper for shogegs.
You can't do something. You can't bring a carbon. I guess you can't bring a carbon by mazid.
I understand.
What does the carbon Hashem do?
It's for Chabah for Tumah. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
No, he did the Hashem one.
We'll stop here, and we'll pick up. Everyone, have a very good day.